Hey, with regard to liberals, the supply of cuss words is insufficient to meet my demands. They just make me crazy. I could just cuss all day long. Donations to political parties and to gun clubs and things like that. I want to share a couple of differences with you with regard to Canada and the United States of America. In the U.S., virtually everybody donates to the party that they believe in because they stand for something. You give money to the Republicans or you give money to the Democrats. Whereas in Canada, you give money to everybody. And that's a bad practice. I see it all of the time. If you're a conservative, you give $1,000 to the conservatives, $800 to the liberals, $400 to the commies, $200 to the commies, and so on, right? I mean, that's how they swing, and I think that's bad. Gun clubs, I see it as well. There's several gun clubs in Canada, and people give, you know, a little to this one, a little to that one. You should just give it to one party, one club, and they can do more with it. It's like taking a bunch of sticks and put them together, you can't break them, right? And that needs to happen. I just wanted to mention that because I'm a mentioner. And I think it's important to drop that stuff, you Canadian people, because stand for something. I mean, if you believe in conservatism, why are you giving money to leftism? That's stupidism. But everybody does do it, so you're not alone. You're all stupid together. You're in good company, right? I'm just saying. Government budget. Let's talk about a budget. Budgets have always made me laugh. Now, first, let me give you some background, okay? I have a grade 8, so I'm not that bright either. So I may not be right with this. I'm certainly not an accountant by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, I can hardly balance myself walking, let alone a checkbook. So, but my understanding of a budget is that it's a number, okay? You pull a number and you say, here's my budget. So if my kids come to me and say, I want to go to the movie, I want to take my girlfriend to the movie, Dad, can you give me the money? How much is it? And he said, well, I'm not sure. And I say, well, it's probably $100. So here's $100. So he goes to the movie. And I said, have some popcorn, do whatever it is you do. And so he comes back, or before he comes back, he says, I've only spent $20 and I have $100. So my budget is $100, but I have $20. So if I go home now, my dad has a surplus of $80. And if I trick him and phone him and say I'm out of money, then he's over budget and he'll have to send me $10 to get me home, right? And governments basically are the same thing, is my understanding. And if you have a budget of $100 and you've only spent $20, you say to the girlfriend, let's go drink. Let's go do something because we have a budget. Let's spend more because we have it. And that's what governments do. And my wife, I gave her a budget to build a house and I gave her no budget rather than she went over it. And that's kind of what the government is doing. Budgets are hocus pocus. They're hocus pocus. And somebody's got to get a grip on that. They break me up. So many left-wing governments, I remember with the Liberal governments and so on, even the Harper government, they say, hey, we got a surplus. All that means is that you set the bar too high. On purpose, probably, we have a surplus. That's not true accounting, according to my grade 8. Just wanted to share that with you in the United States of America. Boomity boom boom. Talking about police and guns here. There are 686,000 police officers in the US of A. And of course, many of them are off shift and on holidays. So how many work at the same time? I don't know that, but 90% of those people say that people need to protect themselves because they, not us, have to be the first responders, right? And see, I'm all choked up now because I'm thinking about Canada. That's where I'm going next. But in Canada, they say, there are no responders because the average time for a police person to react to a crime is 6 minutes. And crimes, you know what, doesn't really help much to have a cop come and measure the body, right? I mean, they're always arriving at the crime scene. They don't arrive before the crime happens. That just doesn't make any sense. And then you have people who say, in Canada, particularly Canada, the Canadian ones with gun control, they tick me right off because you're not allowed to defend yourself. And of course, you should be able to defend yourself. Y'all have a nice day. See ya.